And a welcome here to the draft that we have going on tonight, our draft cast, our mock draft from Pizza Man Pub. We have the opportunity here to bring you our thoughts on the draft, and that's coming from right here on 50 Oswego Street. Al looks like he's coming down from heaven. So we're waiting for the sun to go down. We're going to have you lean forward a little bit, Al. That's what we have to.
That's my halo.
That's your halo? This is what Al looks like on a normal basis. But anyways, so we're here tonight, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, on site, on location, bringing you through the draft. We're here at 50 Oswego Street once again in Baldwinsville, New York at Pizza Man Pub. The national champion sitting next to me here with the Pitt Panthers coming from Solvay, New York, and myself hailing from the north side, Syracuse, New York, here with you as Al Romano and myself, Dan Tortora, are going to be bringing you through our entire draft first round, mock drafting it. So the draft starts in just a little while, less than 2 hours, and we're going to be bringing everybody through the draft en route to this. So we're going to go picks 1 through 32, and then we're going to watch the draft and see how right and or wrong we are. So, Al, how are you?
No, we'll see how wrong they are.
Okay. We have done that before. So I guess my question to you, Al, is tonight with the Pittsburgh Steelers picking 20th overall. The last time they did that was a couple years ago, and they drafted quarterback Kenny Pickett, who is now on the other side of Pennsylvania as a Philadelphia Eagle. What are your thoughts on the irony of picking 20th again and going into a season where they don't know who their quarterback's going to be?
I wasn't disappointed with it last year. I wasn't disappointed with last year's pick. The year before.
Yeah.
I love Pickett. Well, you remember I'm jumping up and down when I finally picked him.
You yelled out the F word, yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't normally do that, but on Sunday. So. But this year, I think they got to go for some O-line.
Yeah, they need some help and protection.
Yeah, they need some help.
Well, and the thing is they brought in Russell Wilson. And after they brought in Russell Wilson, you're like, okay, that's going to be your quarterback for another year or two. Then they brought in Justin Fields. Are you confused by the fact that they brought in both guys?
That's not their characteristic. I mean, I don't understand why they did that.
Yeah. It seems a little strange that was the decision that they decided to go with to bring in two quarterbacks. So I asked a question to a Pittsburgh Steelers fan this week, and I said to them, I said, of the quarterbacks that they have on the roster right now, I wanted to know by the end of this season, by the end of 2024-25, who's the starting quarterback of the Steelers? Is it Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, or somebody else?
I think Justin Fields.
Justin Fields? Okay. Do you think Russell Wilson starts? Because I think they have to
I think they almost have to start.
Yeah, because it's something about money with him and Fields and all that good stuff.
But it's all in the fit. I mean, you put him with the right offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Look what he's done.
Yeah.
He's got a good reputation.
So we're going to go through the draft. You want odds or evens, Al? You want odd?
Okay.
That's fitting. So Al's going to take odds. So what that means is we're going to go 1 through 32. You're going to take the odds first. I'll take the evens first. So pick number one, first overall. Shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. Who do you have the Chicago Bears taking with the first overall pick of the 2024 NFL Draft?
Well, I wanted to be different, but they're going with Williams. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it seems like a done deal thing. I'm also going to say Caleb Williams on this. Caleb Williams coming out of USC. There was an interesting stat that somebody said to me yesterday, and they said, when is the last time that a Pac-12, which, by the way, that conference doesn't exist anymore, but when was the last time that a Pac-12 quarterback won a Super Bowl? And I think it was Aaron Rodgers coming out of Cal. That's how long it's been
since
a Pac-12 quarterback has won a Super Bowl. Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers, I believe, is the last one, because there's been a lot of guys that have been taken. Not from Arizona, not from Arizona State, Oregon State. The most notable Oregon quarterbacks taken within the last couple decades, Robert Griffin III, and also, or no.
Where did Fields go?
Fields was Ohio State.
No, no, but where did he go? They traded him.
Yeah, he went from Chicago to you, to Pitt.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you just talked about it.
Hold on. I got to have another drink.
Yeah, you got to get another drink. But, yeah, I mean, when you look at Oregon's history, they don't have a great history of recent quarterbacks. There's not a great history of recent quarterbacks for Arizona, Arizona State, or Utah. Or I mean, and if you go back and look at some of those moments and some of these guys way, way back, and then you go to, like, the Stanford days and Andrew Luck and whatnot, if you look at the Pac-12, I think the last Super Bowl champion from the Pac-12 as a quarterback was Aaron Rodgers, which was forever ago. And so I bring that up because Caleb Williams is from the Pac-12, and what are the odds that he's going to – I don't think this is going to work out in Chicago.
Honestly
– I don't think it's going to.
Well, I really didn't want to pick him, but just to start off, I felt that he's the favorite.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, it was the same thing as last year where I chose – I said repeatedly I would not choose Bryce Young, but that's our job here – tonight in our prediction for the mock draft is to give who we think they're going to choose. And last year with Bryce Young, I said repeatedly, I would not do this, but I think they're going to do this. And they did that. And I feel this way this year about Caleb Williams. I saw Caleb Williams live two Cotton Bowls ago when Tulane played up against USC in a shootout and Tulane ended up winning. I saw things that Caleb Williams did that were incredibly talented and awesome, but at the same time, I just feel like there's something coming with Caleb Williams that I just don't think is going to work out. I said before all this happened a while ago, over a month ago, maybe a couple months ago, I said Chicago should keep Justin Fields, have him run through his rookie contract, go and get Derrick Henry in the offseason, and draft Marvin Harrison Jr. I think that would have changed them immediately. They didn't do any of those things, and now they're going to take Caleb Williams. So I don't feel good about it, and I want to feel better about it for Chicago fans, but I don't. Second pick, I went back and forth with this. Jaden Daniels, Drake May. It's funny because I put this post up on our X, the former Twitter, at CallDT, and I asked people to tell me, who do you if you were Washington, who would you draft, Jaden Daniels or Drake May? And it was Jaden Daniels, then it was Drake May, then it was 50-50 the last time I looked at it. I had Drake May. I actually flipped it. So in my mock draft, I think the Washington Commanders, shout out to one of my best friends, Isaac Elford, I think the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, Heisman Trophy winner out of LSU.
Wise. Honestly, what's his name? May. He's only a sophomore.
He's had some time.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of games under his belt for being a sophomore.
But, yeah.
I mean, the kid's 19 or something like that.
Well, and the thing is, Drake May came with so much hype.
Not many Purdy's out there.
No. And I think the thing is, Jaden Daniels for me, it just seems like this is a bigger. And also, you got to think about this too. Drake May and Sam Howell, different players, but they're both North Carolina guys, and they drafted Sam Howell, and they let Sam Howell go to Seattle now. So for the fan base, do they want to draft another North Carolina quarterback and send him to Washington? So I think what's going to happen is we're going to see Jaden Daniels. Do you concur on that?
Yeah, that's who I had. But I just think that Drake May I'm shocked that he came out. I mean, he's good.
Yeah.
And with this group.
You're surprised that we're seeing him at this point.
I'm figuring he's going to stay one more year, but money's money.
Yeah, well, and this is a year where there's a lot of quarterbacks that are going to be taken in the first round, arguably. Right. So your third pick is who?
Let's see. Who's it? The Patriots, right?
Yeah, you got the Patriots at number 3 overall.
Well, actually, I got 3 different guys down here. I have Drake May, but I also have Jaden Daniels. But May.
So you're going to go with Drake May in that one because you had Jaden Daniels in that one. Yeah. I mean, I also have Drake May here, Drake May out of North Carolina. There's some good things that he does. I had him at number 2. There was times where I argued him at number 1. I would rather, for the Chicago Bears' sake, them draft Jaden Daniels or Drake May. There is a world that exists where the Bears could draft Jaden Daniels and then leave Washington and New England scrambling. I don't think it's going to happen, but it would be pretty interesting if something like that was to happen.
I heard that his two dream teams were going to be either the Raiders or the Vikings.
For Drake May?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then there is the world where the Vikings trade up to get Drake May. But this is what I think is going to happen. So you and I agree, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. Fourth overall pick. I said this last week. I'm confident that the Arizona Cardinals are going to trade their pick, but not pick, that they're going to trade their picks, plural.
Oh, yeah.
Arizona has two picks in the first round. Minnesota has two picks in the first round. I believe that Arizona trades their two for Minnesota's two. Arizona gives up their fourth overall pick and their 27th overall pick to Minnesota for the rights of Minnesota's 11th overall pick and 23rd, which means that Arizona will move up four spots later in the first round, and they'll move down seven spots early in the first round. The Arizona Cardinals trading their pick to the Minnesota Vikings, who will draft the fourth quarterback in four picks. The Vikings will take quarterback J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan. Who do you have for number four?
Are you cheating?
Is that what you had? Is it you got? All right.
Yeah, but I know we went over this a little earlier. And
yeah, you and I don't look at our sheets going into the whole week, and then right before we start.
The last four or five we talked about, yeah, we weren't the same. So.
Yeah.
But Patriots, it's a whole different team.
Yeah.
Nobody's got the confidence in them than they did when Belichick was there.
Right, it's a different world now.
He could do no wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and then I heard this statement that Belichick's talking to what team?
Talking about coming back?
Coaching.
There was two that made sense before this year, but.
I thought I heard it recently.
I mean, he could talk to the Cowboys. Yeah. I don't know if they don't make the playoffs or they don't do anything in the playoffs. Mike McCarthy could very well be on the hot seat. And, I mean, I think Kansas City's good. San Fran's good. Baltimore's – I will tell you this about Baltimore. Jim Harbaugh coming back into the league, and I said if he came back in, he was going to be West Coast and he was going to go to the Chargers, and that's where he is. When Jim Harbaugh came back into the NFL, became the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers after winning a championship with Michigan in college football, in the college football playoff, he went and got – multiple players from the Ravens and multiple front office members from the Ravens. So I would suggest that John stops talking to his brother Jim, because over these last few years, you know, Jim's probably sitting there in Michigan going, yeah, John, you know, like, who's your like backup tight end that you think's pretty good? And, you know, your running backs, like, I know you kind of use them interchangeably, but who do you think would be a good guy? And he's just writing it down. And then he comes into the league. He's in the league for 5 minutes and he's taken like a bunch of guys from his brother. So I think John now at the table for family dinner is probably keeping his mouth shut when Jim's asking him how things are in Baltimore.
Yeah, really?
So.
That's good advice.
What do you have at pick number four?
All right. I have odd, remember?
Yeah, but we go back and forth.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, you got odd first, well, I got even first.
It's the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I got Marvin Harrison.
So you got Marvin Harrison Jr. A lot of people have predicted that Arizona's going to stay at four, take Marvin Harrison Jr.
I had those in my notes for Arizona, but I don't think they're going to do that.
Well, and this is the thing. This is why I think they're not going to do it. I think Arizona is a dumpster fire. I also think that Arizona went and traded for DeAndre Hopkins, who at the time was arguably the best receiver in the country, and he's not there anymore. He's in Tennessee. And they went and got Marquise Hollywood Brown away from Lamar Jackson, and he's not there anymore. So Arizona's not really – even though Kyler Murray is talented, Arizona has not been good at having a number one receiver and really keeping them happy and making it a good situation. So I don't think they're going to go receiver for the third time here after trying DeAndre, trying Hollywood. I don't think they're going to go with Marvin Harrison Jr. I think Arizona, like I said, is going to trade down, because when they trade down to 11, they're still going to – they have the opportunity to take a wide receiver or a defensive lineman. So I think J.J. McCarthy's going fourth overall to the Minnesota Vikings, whose current starting quarterback is who? Sam Darnold. Yeah. Number five, what do you got?
It's almost crazy. To me, Harrison is a no-brainer.
He is, but it's Arizona. I don't trust Arizona.
Shouldn't even be a second thought.
I don't trust Arizona now. I don't. I think they're going to be the first trade of the night. So what do you got? Number five.
Joe Alt.
Joe Alt. So you got Joe Alt going to the Chargers?
Yep.
Offensive tackle Joe Alt going to the Chargers from the...
And they could use two more.
Yeah, going from Notre Dame. Yeah. Now, keep in mind that when Jim Harbaugh became the head coach of the Chargers, I had said, okay, you got Justin Herbert, you got your franchise quarterback, but you have Mike Williams and you have Keenan Allen, your wide receivers, who are getting older and they never stay healthy together. And you have Austin Eckler, your running back, who's talented, but he's getting older and he doesn't stay healthy. And these three guys are typically not all out there the whole season together. So within the next 1 to 2 years, you're going to have to look at moving on from them. What did the Chargers do? They moved on from all of them already, which means, in my opinion, and this is crazy, and Jim Harbaugh is not going to be able to believe that this be true, but he, returning to the NFL after coaching the Niners and then the Michigan Wolverines in college, he will be fifth overall pick sitting in that draft room in Los Angeles with Justin Herbert and saying, are you kidding me? Number five? Give me the guy I had to coach against. Marvin Harrison Jr. will be a Los Angeles Charger, in my opinion.
Well, it's possible. Absolutely. But
I think it's going to happen.
Right.
I think it's going that way.
Bet on
that? What do you want to bet?
Pizza Man Pizza.
A pizza? A full pie?
A full pie.
A full pie, you want to bet. All right. Al and I are betting a full. You heard it here, folks, all around the world.
Write that down, Dave. We're going to get a free pie.
So I bet Al that Marvin Harrison Jr. will be drafted fifth overall by the Chargers. I say yes. Al says no.
I think he's going one earlier.
So if I'm right, then Al buys me a full pie. If you're right, then I buy you a full pie. Pick six, the New York Giants could go quarterback. They could look for someone to replace Daniel Jones. But
this is another no-brainer. They need receivers.
They do.
I actually picked the receiver. But they really should be going for a quarterback at
six.
At number
which
six.
Which is right around where they got Daniel Jones. They got him at four.
Right.
So
it's crazy.
So
but they'll screw it up.
New York Giants, in my opinion, will not go with Rome Odunze. They will go pick six. This is my feeling, and I trust my gut. Wide receiver Malik Nabers, LSU, to the New York Giants. Is that who you got? Malik Nabers. We did that last year. We don't look at each other's boards. So you got Nabers as well. What do you got for seven? Tennessee Titans. Tennessee in the top 10, mind you. They typically cannot help themselves from staying away from wide receivers. They're picking seventh overall, and I do not trust Tennessee to not pick a wide receiver, but they shouldn't.
They need linemen more than they need.
They got DeAndre Hopkins. They took Calvin Ridley from Jacksonville. They don't need any receivers.
Well, we both looked this up. How do you pronounce the name?
So that's Olu. Fashanu.
Okay.
Olu Fashanu out of Penn State.
Penn State.
Yeah. I got him going, but I got him falling down the board here a bit. He's the offensive tackle coming out of Penn State. My seventh overall pick. I have Rome Odunze on the side here because I don't trust Tennessee to stay away from that receiver thing. If they're in the top 10, like I said, and they're number seven, they love picking receivers when they don't need them. But I'm going to say Tennessee should go with offensive tackle Joe Alt, who you had a couple picks ago, out of Notre Dame. Tennessee getting an offensive lineman to help protect Will Levis and to help create holes for running back that I covered at Tulane and interviewed Mr. Tajay Spears.
This Joe Alt.
Yeah.
I watched him all year.
Arguably the top lineman in the draft.
I would, without a doubt, I think he's a stud.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
So pick number eight, I'll take this one because I got my evens here. Pick number eight will be the first defensive player taken off the board. The Atlanta Falcons, eighth overall, will take edge rusher Dallas Turner out of Alabama. Is that who you got? You got Dallas. There it is. So Al's got Dallas Turner.
But I also backed up with, what's his name, Pickin?
Okay. All right. But I got Dallas Turner going there. That's another one I feel very confident about. Pick number 9. Chicago has 2 picks in the top 10. Their first pick is from the Carolina Panthers' awful trade from last year. Their 9th pick is the pick that they got in this year's draft from their own ending of the season. Who does Chicago take at number 9?
Wide receiver.
All right. Who you got?
Roma. Come on.
Roma Dunze. I have the same one.
I can't pronounce him in his name.
Roma Dunze. You
know, what are these parents doing? Giving these guys the
rule.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what the other thing is? There's so many things you can do. Because when he's in the end zone, and he's catching touchdowns early in the season, they can go, when in Rome. And then for Kool-Aid, when Kool-Aid, bursts through somebody and just lights up a receiver, or maybe he comes off the edge and sacks the quarterback, they can go, oh, yeah, when the Kool-Aid guy used to jump through the wall. So there's a lot of...
You're dating yourself.
Hey, listen, you should know the Kool-Aid man.
Kool-Aid hasn't talked in a long time.
Well, let me tell you something. A Kool-Aid burst is still good at this age. Yeah, I'm telling you right now.
Do they make it anymore?
They do make Kool-Aid bursts. They're like a dollar. So I'm going with Roma Dunze as well. My 10th overall pick, the New York Jets cannot help themselves at this pick. And with Roma Dunze gone, Malik Nabers gone, and Marvin Harrison Jr. gone, if they do not trade up, the New York Jets will take tight end out of Georgia, Brock Bowers.
This is my favorite guy in the whole draft. I love this kid.
Guy's an animal.
Oh, he reminds me of a like a big Edelman.
Yeah. Yeah, Roma Dunze is a special player. Roma Dunze is a special player. But Brock Bowers, very special player in this draft. I've liked him for a couple of years now. Love watching him at Georgia. The guy is electrifying. He's a talent. This could be the next best tight end. We could be looking at the future number one tight end in the NFL, Brock Bowers.
Yeah, I mean, he's not that big. He's not going to be a blocking tight end.
But he could be a takeover guy.
He could
be a guy to help take over a game. And listen, Aaron Rodgers having a safety blanket and an extra blocker in Brock Bowers, nothing wrong with it. AL number 11, what do you got?
Vikings?
Yes. I have them trading, but yes, the Vikings.
Arnold. Terrion Arnold.
Terrion Arnold. Okay, so Terrion Arnold for the Vikings. You got him cornerback coming in this draft out of Alabama. I have Minnesota trading up to 4, as I said earlier, which means that Arizona will be 11. The Arizona Cardinals with the 11th pick could take a wide receiver, but there's not going to be a wide receiver available within the top 3, and Brock Bowers is gone. I have Minnesota going with defensive tackle Byron Murphy II out of Texas. Yeah. And that would give the Arizona Cardinals, Arizona trading for that, take a defensive tackle Byron Murphy, because they could get receivers. They got James Conner at running back. They got Kyler Murray. Arizona, like I said, they are a dumpster fire. And it's funny because the Arizona Coyotes are relocating to Utah in the NHL. And I wonder if people in Arizona were saying, can we keep the Coyotes and you can take the Cardinals? Why don't you take the Cardinals up to Utah? So up to Mormon country. But Byron Murphy is going to be a Cardinal, in my opinion. Pick number 12, the Denver Broncos take quarterback Bo Nix out of Oregon. My uncle's very high on him, yeah. Bo Nix. Well, listen, I got 4 going in the top 4. I think 6 quarterbacks are going to go in the first round. I got Bo Nix. Denver has to draft a quarterback. Brock Bowers isn't going to be available. They got Javonte Williams in the backfield. They're wide receivers. They've been willing to let go of guys. And you can get a bunch of wide receivers later in the draft. So, in my opinion, Denver takes a quarterback, and it's Michael Penix or Bo Nix. I think they take Bo Nix.
I had J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, so you got J.J. falling down there. Yeah. Quarterback on both. Pick number 13, Las Vegas. What do you got for the Raiders?
Michael Penix.
Michael Penix for the Raiders. Yeah, I saw that in some mock drafts. Now, they have Aiden O'Connell. When Aiden O'Connell went up against Syracuse a couple seasons ago for Purdue in the Dome, I said, and in a loss, he had like 4 touchdowns, 500 yards. I said, this is an NFL quarterback. Mark my words, he will get in the NFL. And he got into the NFL, and not only did he get into the NFL, he started for the Raiders. And I've been buying up his cards cheap because I believe that Aiden O'Connell is going to trend upward, and those cards that I bought for nickels on the dollar are going to end up being worth money. Aiden O'Connell, in my opinion, is going to be the quarterback for the Raiders. People think they need to draft one. I don't think they do. I think the man's very talented. He's got Devontae Williams. He's got some guys in the backfield, and they brought in Aaron Jones. So I think the Raiders are going to be all right, and I don't think they need a quarterback. I have the Raiders taking at number 13 offensive guard Christian Haynes out of UConn, which would give them their second UConn defensive player, or pardon me, second UConn player, because the last one they took early on was Melifonwu, the brother of Afatu Melifonwu from Syracuse. Obi Melifonwu came from UConn as a defensive back. He didn't stay there long, but I believe they're going to go with offensive guard Christian Haynes out of UConn for the Raiders to block for Aiden O'Connell. First offensive guard taken off the board in the draft. Pick number 14, which I get to start with because it's even. I have the New Orleans Saints not adding any more quarterbacks because they seem to love to collect them and not go defensively. But I think that the New Orleans Saints are going to get someone to block for Derek Carr, get someone to help him as a tackle to make sure that they protect him properly. And this guy, I think, is going to be a big-time guy in the NFL. I like this name. I think we're going to hear it a lot. Offensive tackle J.C. Latham out of Alabama. Is that who you got? J.C. Latham. All right.
I like him. I watched him. I used to think I hated the Patriots.
You used to think you, well, you like them now because Bill Belichick's not there.
Exactly. It was never, it was and never Tom the Brady. Patriots. It was always Belichick.
It was Belichick and Brady.
Yeah. Yeah.
They frustrate a lot of people. Yeah. If you're a Patriots fan, then you love them. But if not, Bill Belichick doesn't open his mouth when he speaks, and it's frustrating. Well, he's got that little tiny hole that he speaks through. I can't deal with it.
It hurts him to talk.
I think it hurts him to smile.
He thinks everybody out there are idiots, and why am I even talking to him?
I think that we should send Bill Belichick to deal with all the tyrannical leaders around the world because they would never want to deal with that man.
I think we should put him in charge of the border.
Oh, yeah. Put Belichick down there. Everybody, they'll see his face and run right. You know what? You don't even need him. You just need a digital face of him to pop up on the border with him going, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? So we'll go back to we're at number 15, the Indianapolis Colts, I believe, are going to be one of the teams that steals something from Jacksonville. Jacksonville picks 17. And the next two picks, I think, are potential Jaguars if they don't go here. Number 15, Colts take who?
Well, I had Brock Bowers over here, too.
Bowers, okay.
I really felt that he was going to go sooner than this. So.
Al, your halo is just...
I know. It's coming insane. Off the window. Look at
it's
that.
It's insane. Yeah. I want to, like, turn you or something because you're so haloed out right now on the screen.
There, how's that?
That's better. Right. So you can move in a little bit if you want to. But, yeah, we're going to go. So you're going Brock Bowers, 15th overall. I'm going to go with a guy that I think Indianapolis in division steals from Jacksonville, cornerback Quinion Mitchell out of Toledo. You got him?
Toledo.
Yeah. I think they're going to take him at 15. Quinion Mitchell. Yeah.
I didn't really know who he was because it's Toledo. So
they had a good season. They were 11-1, I think.
I Googled a bunch of it. It's good.
Yeah. Mitchell's good. A guy that they've been talking about with Jacksonville for a while.
He looked better with the competition that he played being at Toledo. But, no, he's a big kid, too.
Yeah. So, if he does not go to Jacksonville, could go to 15, which I think. Number 16, the Seattle Seahawks. I had potentially taken quarterback Michael Penix for the future, but I believe the Seahawks, back-to-back, Jacksonville has two guys that I have on the potential – mock draft picks for them being stolen away. Quinion Mitchell going to the Colts, pick 16. The Seahawks take someone that if they don't take him, Jacksonville takes him. It's a guy that I covered who was 2 hours away from Syracuse just a couple years ago. Edge rusher who played at Albany, then at Florida State, Jared Verse, going to the Seattle Seahawks, a pick before the Jaguars could take him.
I had Troy Fatanua. How do you pronounce it?
Troy Fatanua.
Fatanua out of Washington.
Okay. All right. So you went Washington offensive tackle. I went with the defensive side of the ball for Seattle. Pick number 17 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. If this is still available at 17, I think Buffalo may trade up for this. I saw it in a mock draft, and I didn't agree with it at first because I don't think the Bills have a lot of draft capital. They don't have a ton of high picks. They don't have a lot of value to give a team in the draft. However, they could take one of their pick. They could take their third round pick, couple it with the second round pick they got for Diggs to give to Jacksonville. So Jacksonville's got a second rounder in 2025 plus a third rounder this year. If they did that, I could see Buffalo trading up for this guy or the Jaguars staying at 17. Either way, at 17, wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr., LSU.
Oh, yeah.
Only if Mitchell and Verse are off the board.
Well, yeah.
Because they need defense more.
That'll work itself out.
Yeah, that'll work itself out. But I think Brian Thomas, if he's still there, there's a potential phone call from Buffalo to move up 11 spots, and Buffalo could give the Jaguars draft capital for this year and next year.
I just hope Buffalo picks up another offensive line.
Buffalo needs two receivers.
Well, they need a
lot of stuff.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because Diggs is gone.
Yeah.
So we'll wait till we get the Buffalo.
So with that being said, let's jump to the next one. Pick 18. I get to start first on the evens. So in our mock draft on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, Off the Rails with Al from Pizza Man Pub on 50 Oswego Street in Baldwinsville, New York, here on draft night for the third year in a row, 18, Cincinnati Bengals will take offensive tackle Talese Fuaga out of Oregon State. They need somebody to block for Joe Burrow, so I got Cincinnati taking an offensive lineman. What do you got, Al?
Offensive lineman.
You got Fuaga as well?
Well, because the Vikings were originally in the spot.
No, they were here. Cincinnati was at 18.
Well, I had them in there. I screwed up the pick.
Okay.
Offensive tackle.
You got Fuaga as well. Pick number 19 to the Los Angeles Rams. What do you got?
Verse.
Jared Verse.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that could make sense here with losing Aaron Donald to retirement on the defensive line. They could want to shore up that defensive line. I have seen Verse go there in other mock drafts. It would make sense to me. I got the Rams taking somebody you already mentioned, offensive tackle, to help block for their quarterback and create opportunities. Olu Fashanu out of Penn State, offensive tackle, going to the Rams. Pick no.
With Kobe, what's his name? Kobe Turner?
Yeah, Kobe Turner. Yeah.
Kobe Turner.
I had him.
That's going to be an exciting pair.
Well, I had him as a dark horse to win Defensive Rookie of the Year last year.
He had a good year. He really did. But with those two, I think that's a whole different defense.
Yeah. So, Al, pick number 20, Pittsburgh Steelers, like we said, 2 years ago in 2022, the last time Pittsburgh picked 20th, they picked quarterback Kenny Pickett, who's not on the team. For the 20th overall pick this year, they go edge rusher Leiatu Latu out of UCLA. Leiatu Latu.
I got Graham Barton.
You got Graham Barton?
Yep.
All right. So going with Graham Barton here. I'm going edge rusher, and you're 20 right here. Going with Graham Barton on the defensive line as well. What do you got for pick number 21 to the Miami Dolphins, who some people think are close to being very dangerous in the postseason?
Oh, hell yeah. Tua. The kid's amazing. It's almost like they're playing touch football out there with that kid.
And we saw what it's like when he stays healthy. This past year, they had a good season.
Well, I got another old lineman for him, Jackson Powers Johnson.
Jackson Powers Johnson, another old lineman. All right. For the Miami Dolphins, I have them taking the fastest 40 in the NFL this year.
Oh, yeah.
And a guy who I got his rookie card of and was like, who is this guy? And then a few months later, he ran the 40. Wide receiver Xavier Worthy out of Texas going to the Miami Dolphins to join Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill to give even more speed on a team that would be almost unstoppable in the field if Tua can get that ball out quick enough.
I watched it. I happened to watch their whole
The combine.
The combine. It was good stuff.
Pick number 22, the Philadelphia Eagles. I have this guy falling down here. He could go to Jacksonville, but I believe Jacksonville should stick to offensive or defensive line or Brian Thomas if he's still sitting there. So I got Philly getting a steal here, as Philly, I think, has needed DBs for the last 2-3 years. They take cornerback Terrion Arnold out of Alabama, who you had a couple picks before.
Wiggins.
Yeah, so you got a cornerback there.
Need defense.
Pick number 23 belonged to Minnesota. In my draft, I believe that they will be trading this pick, so Minnesota will be giving up 23 to the Cardinals in a trade that will see both first-rounders from Minnesota get flipped for the both first-rounders from Arizona. And so Arizona, who has 4 and 27, will end up with 11 and 23. I got the Cardinals picking at 23, but it is the Vikings pick in the draft as of right now. Who do you have at 23?
Tyler.
Okay.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, so you got – where are we at here?
Well,
so you got
– that's scratched out.
So you got him from Oklahoma, offensive lineman. I got the Cardinals taking, because they took a defensive player earlier on at 11 when I have them doing this trade. At 23, they're going to take what I consider potentially to be the best available wide receiver, Adonai Mitchell out of Texas. So I have them taking a wide receiver at 23 overall. At 24, the Dallas Cowboys will take, are you ready? The sixth quarterback off the board in the first round.
Really?
The Dallas Cowboys will take, in preparation for what could or could not be with Dak Prescott and his future and his money, and I don't think they're necessarily going to give him a long-term deal, Michael Penix Jr. will go to the Dallas Cowboys.
Really?
I am going to Seattle or Dallas. So.
Yeah, well, I had an offensive lineman. Power.
Yeah. I could see that. They do need some help on the O-line. At pick number 25, Al, Green Bay Packers don't have Aaron Rodgers of the last couple of years. He always wanted them to take a receiver. They could really screw him over and take a receiver now that he's not there. Or they could take something else for Jordan Love. What do they do at pick 25, Green Bay?
Well, you got that. They have a decent line, but what's his name? Dave Bakhtiari, or how do you pronounce that name? The offensive lineman?
Bakhtiari, I think.
Yeah. He's only got another year or so I went with an offensive lineman, Mims.
Yeah, so you went with Mims, who I think is going to fall here. I have Green Bay taking offensive tackle, who you just mentioned earlier, Troy Fatanu out of Washington. So we still have offensive line there. And then Al, you and I have done that plenty of times. We might pick a different player, but we pick the same position. At pick number 26, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will steal this away from Baltimore. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 26 will take another rookie that I have his card, and that is cornerback, I can't believe this is a name in the world, Kool-Aid McKinstry going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I honestly, that's another one I feel very confident about. Kool-Aid McKinstry at 26.
I got Chop.
You got Chop Robinson. So I got Kool-Aid, you got Chop. Pick number 27, the Arizona Cardinals pick, which I have them giving to the Vikings. Who do you have for this pick?
Murphy, out of Texas.
Byron Murphy, who I had going earlier. Okay. So you got Byron Murphy. At this pick, I have who you just named. And we've done this a lot in past years.
Kool-Aid's still around.
Yeah.
I had him as a backup.
And you and I have done this before where we pick somebody and then the other person picks them, either one before or one after. You just said this guy. I got Arizona giving up pick 27 to the Vikings. And at pick 27, edge rusher Chop Robinson out of Penn State will go to the Minnesota Vikings. So the Vikings will get a quarterback and an edge rusher in the first round, and Arizona will get a D tackle and a wide receiver, which I think helps out both teams.
Right.
At pick 28, the Buffalo Bills, if they do not trade up to get Brian Thomas Jr., which I think they could do if he falls to 17 to Jacksonville. If they do not and they pick at 28, the Buffalo Bills will take a wide receiver, Troy Franklin, out of Oregon.
Well, I looked at the fact that Diggs and Davis, the other receiver, are gone. So I was originally thinking a receiver.
Yeah.
But they also – I had them going with a cornerback.
Okay.
Cooper DeJean, is it?
Cooper DeJean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got him going a little bit later here, but I understand where you're going with this.
A little bit later. It's 28.
A little bit later, Al. A little bit louder now. 29, we have the Detroit Lions. What do you got?
Who do I have? I had a couple. I had Nate Wiggins.
Nate Wiggins at 29?
Clemson.
So I am almost there. Like, again, we're one pick off. I have at 29 the Detroit Lions. We'll take linebacker Junior Colson out of Michigan, reuniting Michigan talent Colson and Aiden Hutchinson from the Wolverines.
Yeah.
So I have a linebacker going to Detroit, which brings us to pick 30, the Baltimore Ravens. At this point, I have them taking cornerback Nate Wiggins out of Clemson going to Baltimore. What do you got for 30?
Johnny Newton.
Okay, Johnny Newton. Going over to, let's see, Al's sheet here. Johnny Newton, D tackle, going over to the Baltimore Ravens. I got a corner. You got a D lineman. At pick 31, the runners up to last year's Super Bowl, San Francisco takes who?
Well, I picked a couple because I already wanted Powers Johnson.
Yeah, well, they're going to go best available these last couple picks. Yeah.
Right. So the other guy, J.C. Latham.
J.C. Latham. You got him dropping. I got cornerback Cooper DeJean out of Iowa going to San Francisco at pick number 31. You had him going a little bit before. And the 32nd pick and final pick of the first round, if they stay in it, the Kansas City Chiefs will take, finally, you and I looked at the depth chart. They have very little depth on the offensive line. This man falls to them, and the Super Bowl champions get a steal with offensive tackle Amarius Mims out of Georgia going to Kansas City as the final pick of round one.
I was going D-line, Darius Robinson.
Darius Robinson? All right. Could happen as well. Offensive, defensive line, that's how you win championships. There are three teams not picking in the first round of the 2024 NFL draft if they don't trade back in. That is your Carolina Panthers, Houston Texans, and the Cleveland Browns. The Texans, in my opinion, need defensive line, linebacker, and DB help. The Browns need defense or offensive line, linebacker, and DB. And the Carolina Panthers, quite frankly, need everything. That's what I was going to say. So Carolina, Houston, they need everything. They need it all. So Cleveland, Houston, and Carolina, no picks in the first round unless they trade into it. Our picks are in. Al and I are going to share these. I'm going to take a picture of this and put this out there for you all so you can see what I have here, and you can lock that in. Picks 1 through 32 of the 2024 NFL Draft. This is our mock draft of year 3 in a row. I am here with Pitt Panther national champion who won a championship with Tony Dorsett, carrying Tony Dorsett on your shoulders with the Pitt Panthers coming out of Solvay. Myself, Dan Tortora. Wake up call with Dan Tortora, just so you all know where you are right now on our channels. You can go to these exact same channels tomorrow morning and Monday through Friday in general on YouTube.com, Facebook.com, both / Wake Up Call DT, wakeupcalldt.podbean.com, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And once the shows go live, you could jump into the archive and find us on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Apple Podcasts, Player FM, Podbean, Podchaser.com, Podvine, Spotify, TuneIn, and YouTube by searching Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora or one word, Wake Up Call DT.
So if you can't find them, you don't want them.
Yeah, I mean, we're very hard to miss. Very hard to miss. You can also ask Alexa and your Google Home devices to play the latest episode of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
I'm proud of you.
And they'll do that as well.
You didn't swear.
You didn't swear either, Al.
No, that's me.
So once again, the NFL draft coming to you, live mock draft, round one, as we've done now 3 years in a row, tic-tac-toe from Pizza Man, our headquarters for all things NFL draft. The first round is coming up in just a little while here. In a little bit over a half an hour, we will see the first round begin in Detroit, Michigan. And Al and I have given you our entire first round, 1 through 32 mock draft, and we appreciate you so much. If you want to know what each team needs, you can go back and listen to that broadcast. And, of course, you can find us on social media, Facebook at Wake Up Call DT, as well as on Instagram at Wake Up Call underscore DT, and on X, the former Twitter, at Call DT. For now, from Pizza Man, we need to get some wings and pizza, and we need to find out if you owe me a pie or I owe you a pie.
What's the bet?
The bet's a full pie.
No. What is the...
The bet is if Marvin Harrison goes fifth overall to the Chargers, you buy me a pizza. If he doesn't go fifth overall...
I'll share my pizza with you guys.
Yeah. He thinks he's going to Arizona. I think he's going to the Los Angeles Chargers.
Arizona hasn't made a good move in 20 years.
And that is why I'm not picking Arizona. I do not trust Arizona.
General manager.
I don't trust him. I don't trust him, Al. The Arizona Cardinals at 4 are going to move. They're going to let Minnesota come up and get J.J. McCarthy. And then we're going to see Marvin Harrison Jr. be with Justin Herbert. And Jim Harbaugh is going to enter the NFL again with one of the greatest tandems, barely having a breath in the
league.
That's what I think is going to happen.
Yo, this kid,
and you'll owe me a pizza if it happens.
Well, I'm not. Us three right here are counting on eating pizza. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the best price. It's free.
Right. So we're gonna see who's right here, and our picks are in. Our picks are done. The mock draft 1 through 32. Thank you for being here. Thanks for hanging out. Have a wonderful night at Pizza Man. God bless you all. No stress. Do your best. Enjoy the draft. And Al, as always, I appreciate you. This is the one time that you have not sworn on my show. And I know that now I said that, I got to shut it off.
You're
before
goddamn
you.
Right.
There it is. There it is. I knew it was going to happen as soon as I mentioned it. Have a great night, everybody. Take care.
It wasn't my best, but I'm so freaking tired.